Right. I'd like to invite our good friend Ollie to come up. Just going to ask him a few questions about prayer. Ollie is leading the men's getaway next weekend with Rich. So it will be great. They can camping, lots of good food, it sounds like, fires, fun stuff. Really good group of guys going, so I encourage you to go. Ollie also leads a growth group and an activity group. All very well. over this season, we're talking about prayer and sharing a bit about how we pray, just to encourage each other. So I've got a few questions for Ollie about that. So first off, why do you pray?
So I think firstly, because it works in my life. Over the years, I've seen it come to light. You know, not often the way I want it to, but it happens. It does work. And also, I think mainly, it's like a hotline to Jesus. It's how I connect with him. It's a good access route in.
I'm going to move this bit up. So you say you've got this hotline to Jesus, which is all good, but what does that mean, like, practically? How do you tap in? What does it mean to you to be able to, access that hotline? So kind of like, how do you do it? So if someone else, like, I don't know what it is, how do I actually pray? What are the practicalities?
Okay. So I've never really been a person to go down on my knee or close my eyes and, get into that. It's really anywhere, anytime, about anything. More often than not, it's when I'm driving to my workshop in the mornings in the van, just listening to cheesy worship music. That's when I finally get in touch with God. There's just no, I think like a lot of people, I don't carve out a particular time, but it's all the time. For me, because I work by myself a lot, sort of God's there in the background and I'm always asking him things and thanking him, and it's very spontaneous. That's all I can say.
Okay, that sounds good. So do you notice, what happens when you don't pray? Do you notice, I mean, maybe you always pray, but if there's a time when you've found that you've maybe realised I haven't prayed in a while, can you tell the difference? Does it bother you?
Yeah, I think so. I think mainly you just feel disconnected. I guess if you were to look at yourself from someone else's point of view, you're not growing. It can be lonely, and sometimes it feels like you're doing a lot of stuff in your own strength when you're not involving God. That's how I tend to feel, like I'm just doing it all by myself.
Thanks, Ollie. That's great. So if you want to hear more of Ollie's wisdom and you're a man, get there next weekend. Thank you. Thanks ever so much, Ollie. That's great.